Good evening, and welcome to another exciting class, Ever Increasing Word Training Center. Once again, I'm your instructor, Dr. W. Ron Walker, functioning apostolically under Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. I want all of you to make sure, as being students in the School of Ministry, that this week you make it a point to go back and to view all of those those prosperity sessions, the 10 sessions we had this week. It'll serve you well. I'm so honored and so blessed to be sitting up under the covering of Apostle Thompson. So let us get started today, or tonight rather. We're going to talk to you about, now we've went over times of revelation, times of repentance. Today we're going to talk about times of refreshing and times of revealing. That's in your book. That's chapters 13 and 15 in your book. So follow along as best as you can. We always provide you notes. And I gave you some notes from the last chapter that's going to be on the exam. So it's not just going to be what you heard me teach on the video virtually, but it's also going to be from the notes that we sent. Okay, this is the third stage of the end time revival, times of refreshing. The times of refreshing is the latter rain that comes to mature the grains. It quickens, notice that, it quickens, it makes alive the process of maturity by quickening the grain for the harvest. Number one, understanding the times of refreshing. One of the major rewards of a repentant life or a life of repentance is that the times of refreshing will come and it will be sent from the presence of the Lord, the presence of God. Times of refreshing is a time of seeing the manifested presence of God break forth upon our lives. See, there's a silent presence of God because God said in his word, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. He's got to be with us always because Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us. But today is Holy Spirit, God in us. God said, I would no longer dwell in temple made with hands, but I would dwell in you by the person of the Holy Spirit. So we really are never alone. We must always be conscious of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. But that's one dimension, that's one realm. In times of refreshing, we not only have the Spirit within, we have the Spirit upon. Go ahead, y'all. The times of refreshing is a time of seeing the seed within us germinate and rise unto its full potential. The times of refreshing is also a time of yielding to God's presence. And it's also a time of yielding to one another, watch this term, in true fellowship. The time of refreshing, the time of refreshing reveals the tear. Because remember, the time of refreshing is that latter rain that waters the earth, that goes and causes the seed to mature. And in the maturity of the seed, both the wheat and the tares come up. Read. The weeds and the tares germinate, and they rise up together in the harvest. How to consciously deal with the tares. Now, let me talk to you, because some of y'all act like I'm talking about somebody else. But in your own soul, see, the battleground is the soul. What did I say? The battleground is the soul. See, there's a parable where Jesus talked about the father sowing good seed. And I want to use this illustration to show you that God's good seed, which is his good word, is sown into your mind. But there's another sower called Satan who sowed fiery darts to come against what God had said. The same trick that he used in the Garden of Eden, had God said, was to infiltrate the mind of Eve and cause her to yield to something God didn't say. Okay, keep on going. How to consciously deal with the tares. We need to know whether the tares are already inside of our subconscious minds, or whether they are trying to enter into our conscious mind. Our conscious mind needs to be fully equipped with a renewed mind to stop any advances of the enemy. See, it's all in the soul. See, in the plan of salvation, the spirit of man already have the divine nature of God on the inside of us. The Holy Spirit lives within our spirits. Our spirits are indeed the temple of the living God. No sin can live in there. Are you listening? But our soul is where all of the activity is. That's why the Bible talks about in Romans 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, at the first verse, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But that cannot be done without getting the verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. That creates a gap. The good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God will have you not looking like a regular Christian. It will not even have you looking like the world. There will be a vast difference in your walk with God because your mind is being renewed. Now your body can be presented. Without the renewing of the mind, the body cannot be presented. The spirit has its release through the soul. So that's why Ephesians 4:23 talks about being renewed in the spirit of our mind. There in Galatians 5, verses 16 through 22, it talks about the flesh lusting against the spirit. What is that? See, somebody's going to be in control. Our spirits are overwhelmed because our souls are out of control. Our souls are out of control when our thought life is out of control. The enemy works on our life through thoughts. He doesn't have access to our innermost being, our spirit. But the soul, you think 70,000 thoughts per day, 56,000 of them are negative. The other 14 are positive. That tells me we have a lot of soul work to do. The Bible talks about receiving the end of your salvation, which is the saving of your soul. The Bible says, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. So without the salvation or the saving of the soul, we cannot present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable or spiritual service. Then it goes on to think that every man ought not to think more highly of himself than what he thinks. You can only do that by God's grace entering into your soul based upon his word, so that you know you are what you are by God's grace. No matter if you're an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher. Go ahead. With a renewed mind, stopping any advances of the enemy, this is like preventing the bee from attacking or stinging the fruit. Other times, we're dealing with tares and seed within the subconscious mind of a person. This is like dealing with the worm, which are already inside the fruit, and the decay has already begun. It's also like fiery serpents in your soul. Satan gained access to Eve by attacking her soul with fiery thoughts of deception. And that is the same way he's functioning until this very day. That's why we don't want to eat right and we don't want to sow right, because our souls are full of serpents that need to be cast out. No, you're not demon possessed, but you have an imagination and a stronghold that's taken up its root in your life. So you feel stuck because of that stronghold. But the Bible says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of the Christ. Then you got to be ready to bring every thought into obedience. Every thought. Got to go through TSA. Yeah. Yeah, you got it. Every thought got to go through TSA. You got to have those thoughts checked out by the Holy Ghost, by the Word of God, so you can get it out of your mind. Go ahead. We need to know how to deal with the bee, which is the present attack coming from the outside through the conscious mind. And we also need to know how to deal with the worms, which is an eternal internal attack coming from seeds that's now embedded in the subconscious mind. Soul trauma, soul wounds, people who have hurt you, offended you, lied on you, stole from you, abused you, left you, walked away from you. All of these things can linger in your subconscious mind. You can't even go to a new relationship because you're still stuck in the old one, trying to get revenge on somebody who left you, being bitter and angry. All of those things got to come out. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the authority of his word, come out. Let God's people go free as they meditate the word. Go ahead. Chapter 15. This is stage four in chapter 15 of Catching the Waves of Revival. And it's talking about times of revealing. Times of revelation is like the early rain that comes from the presence of God. Times of repentance is the breaking up of the fallow ground of our hearts so that every idle ground is repossessed and used for God's glory. That soul is involved. That fallow ground is not your spirit. That hardness, that rebellion is in our souls subconsciously and consciously. We got to deal with our souls. The word of God is soul food. Soul food. Spiritual soul food. To target all of the negativity that was put in your head from a source other than God. Go ahead. Times of refreshing is like or can be likened unto the latter rain coming from God's presence, causing the seed to germinate and mature into harvest. The seed rises to its full potential and life. And now we're in the times of refreshing. And we're keenly conscious that God is in us and God is with us. And we have found the fullness of joy in God's presence. Now, understanding the times of revealing, now let me say this. Because you see, the word of God is planted in your mind. But meditation is what waters that seed and causes that seed to germinate and to take root in your mind. Joshua 1:8, you know what it say. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Y'all got it. Thou shalt meditate in it day and night. For then thou shalt make. Oh, no. Somebody get that. That thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That's it. I know I missed that. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous and thou shalt have good success. Meditation. Meditation is eat. Adam died because he ate from a forbidden tree. Without meditation, we're not eating God's word. We are mentally assenting to it. We're saying it's true, but we're not seeing manifestation because the nutrition of the word is not extracted out of the word without meditation. Therefore, we hear the word quoted, and that's like taste. And taste is not necessarily nutrition. Because things that taste good are not necessarily good for your body. Like that lemon meringue pie that's full of sugar and you already have diabetes. But you're gonna take more insulin to deal with the uptick or the spike in sugar. Don't do it. Eat right. And your body will come into divine alignment and cause you to live a good long life. Go ahead. The times of revealing is the time of manifestation, a manifestation of the Son of God in the sons of God, the manifestation of the Son of God in the sons of God. Never forget that. The revealing of the Son of God in the sons of God. Christ is going to be made manifest in the saints. We are about to witness, to see the Son of God made manifest in the sons of God and expressing himself in all of his fullness through the church, through the church. See, the Son of God cannot manifest in the sons of God unless the sons of God recognize the prayer of Ephesians 1, starting at the 15th verse, where Paul said, I cease not to make mention of you in my prayers, talking to the church at Ephesus, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your spiritual understanding being enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his own mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head, gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. He is the head of the church, which is his body. Do you not understand that we are Christ? Oh my goodness, I don't have time to go through all this. This is what times of revealing will do. It will manifest to you who you really are. You are Christ. You are flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone. You have been joined to him. You are one spirit with him. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Oh my goodness. Though he was a son, y'all, he came in the form of a servant. Though he was a servant, though he was fashioned and formed as a servant, he didn't think it robbery to be equal. I got to get that. I was trying to get through it, quoting it, but I got to get it for you. Read. Let this mind be in you. I want you to get it, children. You should have got it up there. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, yeah, see, I know I was missing something, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery. Notice this term, to be equal with God. It didn't say equal to God. To be equal with God means that God is with me. Are you listening? Equal with God. God made me equal with him. All right, you don't understand it. Acts 10:38. How God anointed, you stay right there. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil,
for God was with him. Just like God was with Jesus, he was with Joseph, and he's also with us. So we shouldn't think it robbery to be equal with God, because God is with us. Can't make it no plainer. Read the rest. But made himself of no reputation, but he took upon himself the form of a servant, and he was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You ready for this? You can't manifest Christ till you die to you. Okay, move on. In Matthew 16:28, and in Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 3, the transfiguration was the coming forth of God's glory through a human body. Do you know we have this treasure? Our transfiguration is on the inside of you. I know you don't believe it because nobody preached it yet. But just like Jesus manifested, we can too. But the church don't want to teach that. They want to wait till you get to heaven. The same power that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in us. And he said that same power would quicken these dead doomed bodies by his spirit that live in us. Can't go with what's not preached. Go ahead. The times of revealing is also a time of seeing. The fullness of who we are in Christ. All that God has deposited inside of us will come into its fullness. Our life, calling, and our ministry will come to express more of Christ. Put it another way, Dr. Walker, as he is, so are we in this world. See, we are Christ. We are his hands, his feet, his eyes. Oh my goodness, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You got to understand, that's who God came to make us. Sons and daughters, not traditions and church names. I like to say, it's about relationship. All right, go ahead. We will come to a greater maturity in our character and our expression of Christ's like. I believe it's in Galatians, I want to say 4:19 or 3:19, where Paul said, my little children, of whom I travail in prayer. Which one is it? Galatians 4:19. Read it. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. I travail in birth again. As a woman is having labor pains, that means she's ready to give birth. The travail is the travail of praying in the Spirit, receiving utterances from the Holy Spirit that cannot be articulated in your known language. Romans 8:26, while I'm here. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And God that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So every time you're praying in the Spirit, receiving utterance from the Holy Spirit, you are in fact praying for all the saints of God. For the Holy Spirit make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Oh my goodness. Okay, back to the lesson. The times of revealing will also bring the ministry of Christ to full maturity. The apostles and the prophets will come into full maturity and function. The times of revealing is also a time of fulfillment of the time of the Gentiles. All right, this is time, this is God's time of harvest for the fullness of the Gentiles to come in. Go ahead. This is the time of harvest of God's inheritance in the saints. The times of revealing are going to be the times of acceleration of God's work here on the earth. A quickening spirit will be released upon the church, and that quickening spirit would be released in everything she does. The number of churches bringing or springing forth in the supernatural power will rise quickly across the nation. The maturity process of the saints will be speeded up manyfold. And the conversion rate of new Christians will be very high. And the impact of us taking on the nature of Christ, becoming Christ, will have impact on city after city. This will be the reality that we live in when the sons and the daughters of God take their place. The times of revealing will speed up the last three stages, and revival will explode upon us. The times of restoration, the times of reformation, and the times of the revivalists will climax in the last years before Christ returns. And when Christ is fully made manifest in the saints, the process of revival becomes unstoppable. And when Christ is made manifest, he will destroy the influence and the power of sin and every influence and temptation of sin will be brought under the subjection of the saints. Now, children, you got to understand something. You see, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the scriptures say, "Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened till it first die." In order for us to become true, manifested sons and daughters of God, we must go through a death. That's why Paul said, "I die daily. If I'm a follower after Christ, I must take up my cross and follow him." In order for Christ to be manifested in me, I must die. And that's why God gave us the apostle and the prophet, because the first two gifts that were given to the church are the last two to be fully restored. What do you mean fully restored? The church have run off of pastors, evangelists, and teachers. The first two, most people in the church don't even know who they are or even that they exist. God gave the fivefold ministry: the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. These five gifts Jesus gave to the church to make up him. God set them in the church as it pleased him. In other words, in Matthew 16, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Well, you don't build a building without building material. And one of the building materials given is the gifts that Jesus gave to the church and that God set. Without those gifts, no spiritual house, my goodness, is built properly, because the foundation of the church is based upon apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, during these times of revealing, children, it's important to spend time in intimacy with the Holy Spirit by praying in the Holy Ghost. Well, we'll see y'all on the next session. We'll look into those last three stages, which would be times of restoration, times of reformation, and finally, the times of the revival. Enjoy your evening.